debating on it. I'm still levitated.
Remember yesterday when I told you that Britney Spears was sending secret messages from her Scrabble board? We got an update on that on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
And is she sending us messages?
Well, and Holly, I apologize, but if we could get the Cobra Gang together, toxic style, that'd be awesome.
Whenever there's trouble, we'll fill the double with the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time with the Cobra Gang.
Oh my God, Britney Spears is speaking to us covertly through her Instagram because she's a prisoner.
Okay.
This is what the fans will have you believe.
Is this really happening?
Well, Bradley? That's for us to decide. So, as I sit here and ponder, I would like to bring you along to ponder with me. Christian Ponder, is that still a thing? Does he still do that here?
No? I don't know.
Okay, anyway, it's like a sports reference. You're welcome.
from like, 5 years ago.
But no big whoop. From a day ago, yas, take out your balls and Cracker Jack. What? Isn't that the lyrics?
Crack a window, air it out.
Take out your balls and your Cracker Jack.
Nope.
Britney Spears posted a day ago a picture of her in, believe it or not, a peasant, a shoulderless peasant top.
She hardly ever does that.
And she posted, actually, it's like a slideshow. It's like three photos of the same thing.
Are they exactly the same?
Yep.
Okay.
With slightly different filters. And here's the caption that you must help me decipher.
Okay.
Another shot from the... Well, actually, here's what you need to decipher. You need to decode the secret message that Britney Spears is sending to us. Another shot from the shoot I did for Just a Touch of Rose. Rose emoji. Red is still in motion. Ellipsis. Coming to theaters near you soon. Ellipsis. All caps. Kidding. Tongue out. Winky emoji. Cry laugh emoji. Monkey covering his lips emoji.
Okay, there was a lot happening in that moment.
Well, can I tell you what other people think this means?
Yes, please.
So other people seem to think that this is her confirming that she is involved in the Netflix documentary about Britney Spears.
Yeah, no.
And I take you back to the caption, another shot from the shoot I did for Just a Touch of Rose, Red is still in motion. Red is still in motion, people believe, refers to Netflix, because Netflix is red, and they are in motion.
Okay, all right.
And it says, coming to theaters near you soon.
Okay.
So people believe that this means that the truth will come out when the Netflix documentary premieres.
I mean, I love this. I feel like this is great wishful thinking, and I think we all need something to look forward to right now in life. And if we think that Britney Spears is somehow working together with Netflix to do her tell-all, then who am I to get in the way of people's hopes and dreams?
I mean, let's just be clear. It ain't happening.
That's the thing,
though. This is not happening, because... if she were sending secret messages, wouldn't she just, like, not say anything until the documentary comes out?
Exactly.
Why would she be giving people a heads up that it's coming out when her dad, you know, if you want to follow the
right
the storyline, then her dad would be like, no, you're not going to publish this documentary.
Now we are going to bar that from happening.
But I do want to give, you know, her fans and the people who have too much time on the internet some credit for coming up with a great storyline.
Okay.
I mean, it sure sounds like a fun storyline.
I'm going to say this. Remember how I was talking about that docu-series, the Cecil Hotel one that I'm two episodes in on?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you encounter in that docu-series is people who connect with each other over social media and try to solve the mystery.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
So what I learned from that is that there are a lot of people with that kind of time on their hands.
Oh, sure.
And to your point, if, you know, kudos to her fans who have a lot, who apparently have a lot of time on their hands, there really are a lot of people out there who are occupying themselves with trying to solve a mystery that is not a mystery, nor does it need to be solved.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of the internet, man. You can make anything a mystery.
I guess.
Like, you can make anything a conspiracy theory given enough time and enough clicks.
I just love the idea that everybody seems to think that Britney Spears is, like, in her ivory tower masterminding these... What?
I didn't know where you were going with that word.
Oh, sorry. Masterminding these elaborate messages that she's sending out. I don't know. I get it. I understand. We like a Rapunzel story. We like, you know, we like a story of, you know, somebody trying to escape captivity.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love a good escape story? I do think that there's a real story here. It's just not that Britney Spears is like... Yeah. Adeptly using emojis to communicate her next plan.
Right?
Like, I'm here to watch that show.
Right.
I just don't think it's nonfiction. It's, I think it's just it's a work
definitely,
of fiction.
It's definitely fiction. All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, celebrities behaving badly. We call them D-bags, and we're going to tell you about them after this on My Talk 107.1.